You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here in a good-looking Monday morning. It'll might get a little bit nasty, according to Brittany Merlot, later today. High in the high 80s and potential heavy rain, heavy hail, all those kinds of things. We're being joined by a man that is just fascinating, Dave Depree, who works for NASCAR on a regular basis, but also a veteran yourself. Your uncle was killed in New Guinea. In a horrible place. New Guinea was as bad as anywhere our troops have ever fought, with the 32nd Division, which right now is being deployed to the Middle East. But either way, just a great legacy. But Dave, let's talk a little bit about something else you're very passionate about as far as honoring our fallen military personnel, please.
Yep, just acknowledging them. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be talking today.
Right.
Or saying what we want to say today. So, you know, I hear horror stories of everybody else who's gotten wounded, lost their lives. And with racing, I mean, there's military guys every day that are there every weekend. There's flyovers. People wonder why we waste some money doing that. I call it the Sound of Freedom. Yeah. And like we had a C-17 do our flyover on Saturday. It was awesome. Came right down pit road. And so, I mean, I shake hands with the veterans. We have veterans. We have truck drivers I had a guy that pits next to us every week that he was blown up. I guess he's the only one to survive in a vehicle. He's a truck driver for one of the teams now. And, you know, I want to shake his hand. I want to give him a hug. Yeah, but I salute guys. And it's really, really neat how racing embraces the military.
Let's talk a little bit about your program you got here.
Yeah. I was lucky enough last year to... Gold Star families, if you've lost somebody in battle or even peacetime, they were standing behind me at the race. And like I said, if it wasn't for DGM Racing, Mario Gosselin, Michelle Gosselin, I wouldn't have been there to meet these people. So I think everything happens for a reason. They were there and I saw the Gold Star and I asked what's about and they, will we bring in this family? They lost, you know, one, a child to a sniper and another one in an accident. And it's just like,
in Afghanistan,
you said. Yeah, and I said, I couldn't talk. I get teared up. It's like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry, and thank you, and their parents are my age. And it's like, huh, so what is this all about? Well, they tell me it's Honor and Remember. They have a flag now, which went through Congress and is being displayed. It's called the Honor and Remember, and there's different stages of the flag, the colors, what they mean, and they make sure that you're not forgotten because a lot of people get forgotten, and... So it all started then. They gave me a card. I called them. I said, I want to donate money to it. And they said, well, we do this. You don't have to give money. I said, well, I want to give you some money and did that. And then they went out of their way to come and present a flag to my father at the right place last fall. And they spent the night. They came in, did it, read the whole battle of how my uncle was killed during that time, and it was just, you could hear a pin drop, and it was for my dad. So
and tell the name of this, the program.
It's called
Honor and Remember?
Honor and Remember of Fallen Heroes. It's text the flag. It's www.honorandremember.org.
And you talk about the four pillars of your mission. And so the mission then is you're going to honor people like your grandfather.
Uncle.
Oh, and your uncle.
Yeah,
uncle.
They do that. And then Sargento Chi, I was told Sargento Chi's from Wisconsin is spearheading the Wisconsin portion of it.
Okay.
They pay for the flag and they do these things and have people come and present it to them. And it's amazing.
So I've got several very close friends who lost someone in Iraq or Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Could they be presented with one of these flags?
They can. They can.
How would we go about that?
They can contact that Honor and Remember www.honorandremember.org, and they can direct you for that. I don't know. I'm not close enough with it.
www.honorandremember.org.
Correct.
So they just contact them and get the ball rolling, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
yeah.
What that organization does then, these four pillars I think are really important, is that they establish.
They educate,
they present, and they comfort. I mean, that's
it's
pretty cool.
What they did was, that was amazing. Right. I mean, for the next step in our lives before closures, and it was like I said, my dad was being the last living member of his family.
Right.
So, and we had, I think, like 50 cousins. We have a big family.
Well, how many kids did you say you had in your family?
My dad had 13. Yeah. And well, they originally 15. They lost two throughout. But every boy served, and there was others that were injured. And yeah, I have cousins, a young lady, she lives down by Madison. She drove a big truck, the Gulf War. She was a truck hauler, dangerous stuff.
Those roads were lethal.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool that you can do this and that. So we'll remind people of that too, but honorandremember.org.
Yeah. And I'm not affiliated with them at all.
I try to share. I know you're an advocate for them.
What they did, I mean, it's amazing. And then they're associated with NASCAR too.
Yeah.
They had a flag, like you see the American flag on the football fields for a national anthem when you got 100 people. They had one out there at least that big doing that before one of the races this year. And it's like, wow, not enough people know about it, and they need to. So
that industry you're in is pretty patriotic, pretty
They do a lot.
Brandon.
They do a lot.
They support the troops.
Yeah, and like I said, you can watch the social media people busting it down. NASCAR's dying. This is that. Everything stinks. Athletes stink. You know, they're no good. But there's a lot of good stuff that really does come out of everything. Just the generosity from the big teams. The Joe Gibbs owns a team.
Right.
You know, the Hendrick Motorsports to our team. It's David versus Goliath every week.
But how's Michael Jordan doing with his team?
I think
does he come to any of the races?
We see him occasionally. And then when our schedules combine, because I'm on the Xfinity series.
Right.
So they have the big fancier garages. We're down in the old garages. But you see him in passing enough.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll see him there. If I stayed for race day, a lot of days I'm home on Sundays to watch the cup race on my couch if I can.
Right.
But you'll see him. You'll see my passing. There's a lot of royalty that you do see, and people are like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So like Dale Earnhardt Jr. the other day, I was on pit road right next to us, and he was crew chiefing his car. So there's 1,000 cameras.
You know, I met him. He came to Greenbelt, man. This got to be 15 years ago. I want to say to Stadium View, just some kind of a Budweiser promotion.
Sure.
And you know what? He was just, he's like the most normal guy. It's like, hey, Mr. Earnhardt. You go, Mr. Man, you ain't talking to me, are you? he was like the most down-to-earth person ever.
Was he doing the a promotional at WIR that night too?
Yes.
Because I was there. I was working there at the time. And you know, his PR people, they got to be places, and he's driving a car, and you know, there's that road that goes right along the track, turn three or four, or by turn four, and there's fans chasing him, and he couldn't stop to sign it, and people MF'd him, and
threw a
shirt at him, and I'm like,
he's the nicest guy.
And I'm like, look, you can't be everywhere.
And I will say this, and I don't mean to sound like weird old guy, creepy guy, his girlfriend was so hot, it was mind-boggling.
Yeah. I don't get to see her, but I mean, he's a
she was
humble,
like a supermodel Venus swimwear or something.
Yeah, I've seen pictures.
But you know, another guy who I'll tell you another sad story. Because I used to follow racing a bunch. I used to cover it a lot when I was in TV. Remember when Bobby Allison came to town to WIR?
Yeah.
Again, did a thing, and I think it was a week later his son was killed in that helicopter accident.
Yeah.
And another one was Earnhardt's grandson who raced at WIR and was killed a couple weeks later. Do you remember that?
Oh, that was Petty.
Petty.
Adam
I'm
Petty.
Sorry. Yes.
Adam Petty. Petty. Yep. Adam Petty. And we were close to that deal, and we had him racing with ASA and whatnot.
Yeah. Remember at WIR?
Uh-huh.
We did, young kid. He's like 18, 19.
Yeah. He was good.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that that does happen. But, and when the Allison deal happened, we were racing in Madison.
Okay.
When they had, like the Wisconsin Challenge Series. Well,
right.
Michael Waltrip was down there and Dale Jarrett was down there.
Yeah.
And that happened down there. And that was pretty humbling because those guys are so close.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it stinks.
But we brought, brought up some big time people to Northeast Wisconsin race wise.
Was it one gentleman that's from up in your neck of the woods? Greg Ives.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And when I mentioned about the Hendrick Motorsports and the Garage 56,
right.
They went to Le Mans.
Yeah.
Greg Ives was a huge part of that.
Well, you know what's funny, though, too? You think of NASCAR, of the, you know, guys just at the gas station working the garage. I mean, they got mechanical engineering degrees from the Michigan Techs of the world.
That's right. Like I said, I've had opportunities. I was encouraged to take a next step up to go help a team. And I'm like, what do I have to offer? He goes, you hustle. Yeah. You outrun these guys. Like, put in an application. Go do it. You can make some real money. I'm like, I'm retired. I don't know if I want it. Then I have to be there all the time, and it's tough.
And it's gotten so scientific, or whatever you want to call it, isn't it crazy? Oh, yeah.
Those guys come in. There's four guys on. There's an engineer for each corner of the car.
Yeah.
On the cup side, and they come in and they got computers plugged in right away. Yeah. And it's like,
you make a good point, because some of us have been through that same thought process. But when you retire, and there's another big time job with the pressure, with the accountability, it's like, really, do I want to do this? I mean, if you don't need the money, I mean, you know, everybody likes money.
I need money.
I do. You're almost better off doing almost on a side hustle where the pressure's not there.
Because you can walk away if you want.
Like you said, you got there. You're punching, not punching the clock, but you got to be there. And I went through that, and I don't know. Maybe I went too far the other way, ending up here with John. But yeah.
Way too far.
Well, we've got a lawnmower for you. I work part time for Leisure Lawn Care too.
Oh, we love John. He's been on here.
Yeah.
So, okay, I want to just go back to, I know we're going to, I don't know if we're wrapping up or not, but I'm going to go back to your flag thing.
Yeah.
That is, to me, there's two things I like about your industry. One is, I think owning a race team is kind of akin to owning a sports franchise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't have the money. I mean, these guys don't have the money to buy an NFL team, but you've seen more and more of that where, like, movie stars or, like, you talked about Michael Jordan, Joe Gibbs, he's been in it for a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he's... That's the mecca there.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
But so people do buy the teams.
Yep. There's teams coming that building up. There's a Derek Cope. I don't know if you remember that name. Well, he has a team now in the Xfinity Series. Very professionally run, and you build up. But what's the saying Joe said? You know, how do you make a million in racing? Start with four.
Yeah.
But I don't know how they do it. I really don't.
Oh.
But you have to have
sponsorship money.
And drivers bring money. So
there's a reason that they will have their cap on and holding a Coke or holding whatever. Yeah.
Right.
That is sponsorship so money. Important.
Yeah. There's some good kids out there coming up that are talented. There's a lot of talent that's not going to be able to do it because of that, though.
The money.
That's too bad. I mean, there's some good drivers out there.
You know what I want to be? Here's the person I want to be. So look, try to find me this job, okay? When somebody wins the race, they always have that handler that hands them the cap that they have to put on for the thing.
You want to be the bearded guy.
I want to be that person.
He drove like a Camaro to every race. He drove to every race.
There are guys that do that, aren't there?
Well, yeah. And then teams have their PR. NASCAR has their PR people. They come around before we even go through tech inspections, make sure your stickers are in the right spot.
Really?
Or one's missing. Yeah, they have to approve everything. Even if you have a sticker in the back of your car. We had that a couple weeks ago. It was a quarter inch too low over the body frame. So fix it for next week. Okay, we will.
Man.
But yeah.
Can you hook me up?
Sure, you got to volunteer.
Right. Dave Deffrey, this has been so much fun, man. This has just been awesome, and you've led an interesting life.
I'm gonna try to keep doing it.
Please do.
I'm gonna win the game. I hope.
I think you're winning.
I mean, you're happy. Your disposition is great on life.
And we're gonna take a picture of that flag. We're gonna put that on our Facebook.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's
but I couldn't do what I do without the generosity of a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, but if you're a turd, you're not gonna come along.
Okay, be honest with me. One word. Would I be a good prison guard, yes or no?
We're out of time.
I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Thanks for being here, buddy.
All right.
Thank you.
Back after this. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it.
Baby. Every time I hold you, You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Motto of the Mayor. A good-looking, hot Monday. Your Milwaukee Brewers in action tonight at home, 6:40 p.m. You know, is there anything, you know what, two things that people used to biatch about that have turned out so good. One is the Resch Center here in Green Bay.
Yes.
And the other one is getting rid of County Stadium and building the new, although I still call it Miller Park.
That was a tough thing to give up, wasn't it? I mean, it's like Candlestick. It just was, yeah.
But now, you look at like the Cubs game the other night, rained out, the weather, whatever.
The stadium's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm crazy about the name, but yeah, the stadium's great.
I don't even know what the name is these days.
It's American Family Field.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was something else now. No, I don't know.
I don't think so.
All right. What is it, Convoy?
It's American Family Field.
Okay.
Yeah. But don't you just refer to it as Miller Park kind of?
I do.
I mean, that was perfect, wasn't it?
That's a name. And for us as a state, that was spot on. But even our congressman got involved in that because people didn't like that name change.
That's what I mean. I know.
But, you know, I don't know what happened behind all whatever. It is what it is. But you're right. We can still call what we want, right?
But what a beautiful facility. Oh, no rain out. I remember being at opening days where it was like 36 degrees and unbelievably cold and nasty. And it's 72 degrees every game now.
Some stuff has just got to go.
Yes.
Like the mall. So.
Oh, my God. Don't even. Can we do? Okay. How much time? I want to debate that.
Oh, my God. John, you don't have a chance.
I do, too.
You want to go double or nothing on that money you owe me? John, let's talk about something more productive.
Okay. If the mall was still here, right across the street, you know what I'd be doing? As soon as this show was over, I would go over to the mall. I'd get an Orange Julius.
Right, okay.
I would go to the bookstore. You had a cool little bookstore there. Mm-hmm. And then for lunch, I'd be there's a little pizza type place there.
Right.
I'd be there for and then you know what? I'd go buy a sport coat.
Okay, so probably buy cheap sport. Let's say spend $150
for a sport coat.
No, for your day. The book, the Orange Julius. Okay, $100. Hmm. Yeah, you and maybe 18 people would do that. John, it's just
was a gathering place, that big
for lot. You know what it was a gathering place for? Yeah. I'll tell you what it was a gathering place for. No. They weren't spending money.
Okay. You gotta call in some of your contacts and something else.
Okay.
You know what I want? I want the sign from the old Packer City Motel. It's busted. Somebody threw a rock, but I could fix it. I want that sign. I think that's a cool piece of memorabilia. Over on Main Street?
Who owns
the
that?
Motel is gone.
I know it is. That was a prison, right? It was not a prison, but a...
I don't know.
You know, Huber thing.
Oh, was that? Okay, yeah, I don't know.
Hey, there's something we're going to do. You know, something you're high about is the whole shipyard
district. I've been high in a lot of years. No.
It's the shipyard district.
Yes.
And I was in Antigo, love Antigo. They have a park there, and it's Sign Park.
It's what?
It's just got all the signs from different. I'm going to show you a picture at the break. It's very cool, and that would be fit in with the shipyards because shipyards got to have something different.
Completely different, unique, cool.
This park that they have.
Well, I still hope to own. I told you what I want to own because I'm still researching. I'm making. You know what I made last night? I made a blueberry peanut butter shake with Greek yogurt that was mind-boggling. You know what I had the other night that was mind-boggling? I almost hate to say this because people are still my ideas. So it was Greek yogurt. It was frozen bananas, frozen raspberries, 100% natural peanut butter heated up. So it was like a hot fudge peanut butter sundae. Mind-boggling, and it was so healthy, it's unbelievable. I feel healthier as a human being from eating that, which you would normally think was bad for you, like eating a banana split. I feel so much healthier just eating that, and it was so delicious. It's unbelievable. So I want to get one of those storage containers and open up a place in the shipyard district.
That could work.
Yep. That's cool. That's really
cool.
Todd,
you got to get these pictures, put these pictures up. I'm going to send them to you.
I love that. I love old advertising signs.
You know, so.
That's awesome.
And it's just called Sign Park.
Love it.
I'm going to send that to you, but. This, you could...
That could be my motif in my place.
All right.
Think about it.
That I can't believe you're still eating Greek yogurt after you threw up twice on it.
I gave it another chance.
Wow. No. It'd take once, and I would never go near it again, like grape jello. I don't know how old I was, 9, 10.
Well, I threw out the one that was spoiled. I evidently was spoiled. But like I said, you don't know Greek yogurt is spoiled because it pretty much takes spoiled even when it's not.
Okay, so I went to Costco to get, I drink at home. Donna makes the frothing thing, you know, for in the morning.
Milk froth?
Yeah, for the coffee.
Yeah.
And I just put cream in my coffee. Well, anyway.
You know, I just got to say, right here, where we live, right, okay, they got this little coffee place in the apartment complex that nobody goes to, but it's got this great machine, and it's got milk froth.
Yeah.
Man, that is awesome.
It is. She makes, anyway, my point is that, so we're going through a little too much cream, and I run out of cream, it's like, I got to go to the, I live in the hood, so I just go down to this gas station that's open 24 hours. Where we get gas.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to get some milk or something.
Where the pumps never quite work.
But the people are.
And the guy's always on the phone.
He is always on the phone.
Oh my God. I want to repeat something a comedian said, but I don't know if I'd get in trouble for it. Because your son-in-law is Indian, right?
Yes.
And there was this comedian. Colombia. He's Indian comedian. Talking about how they can never rob banks because nobody will take them serious.
Those guys
are
funny.
They don't sound mean enough. Oh, my God, is he funny.
Those guys are funny.
I want you to give all the money. Okay, what's your account? I don't have an account. So then he goes to the car. He says, how did it go? He said, they wouldn't give me the money. He goes, why do you have a computer? He goes, they gave it to me. They thought I was technical support. So funny. We got to send her a break back after this. My life with a sin. A dreamer of pictures, I run in the night. You see us together, chasing the moonlight. My cinnamon girl.
WJBW 98.3, 96.5 WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app. Your Milwaukee Brewers will be on at 6:40 tonight, taking on Pittsburgh. Hi today. Man, that forecast was 90s, she said, right? Convoy.
No, that's. Did the guy just say?
I think she said 90s.
No, yeah. Did this guy say up to 100? I just heard when we were on break.
Oh, really? Today could be 100?
Or maybe it was a heat index.
Yeah, with the heat index
okay,
in my.
Yeah. Okay. I was in the other room, but I was like, wow, that's
hot. Got a text here from Michael, our man Michael Friedman. I have a milk frother I do not use. I will bring it in for you. Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll keep it here.
Yeah, we'll keep that one in the studio.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah. But I think, I don't know what's all in there. You just put cream in there and then it froths?
I don't know. It's like, I almost don't want to know. It's just really good. So I just want to.
Oh, hey, hi.
You know, I just want to say something. I don't mean to rip communities, but the town of Champion, people are always late from Champion.
Champion?
Yeah.
I don't, the my UP. Mom was from Champion.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not from Champion.
So did I tell you? Yeah, your mom is.
My mom is. Good memory.
And your dad?
My dad's from Ishpeming.
Oh, Ishpeming. Okay. Yes. I thought he was, okay.
Yeah, it's those Champion people. You're right.
Okay. What year did your mom graduate from high school?
Oh, my God. She died at 85, 2 years ago.
Okay.
So what? I can't do that, man.
I can't, man. Why would you throw that? Don't. I'm the last human being in the world to throw. But anyway, here's what I found.
Okay.
I found, I think I mentioned this to you one time. I found a film, a reel of film. What is that, 16 millimeter? Film.
The canister, like the.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Nagani St. Paul's versus Champion, 1965.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to bring that. I don't know if Camera Corner still, does Camera Corner do that?
Do what?
Dub that or transfer that?
Yeah, I think they would. Sure, they got that.
Who has a projector anymore?
No, they've got.
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
I will give it to you to get transferred.
Oh, sorry.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be, I mean, it might be your uncles or your dad or not your dad.
My mom?
Yeah.
And we have a family reunion coming up in a couple weeks, and it's the relatives from Champion.
Oh, my God.
So that'd be cool.
I'm going to give this to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Your mom may have graduated like in 60, 61.
Okay.
Played against St. Paul's against Champion, would have played basketball against. She was probably a cheerleader against my brothers.
Oh, my mom was a cheerleader.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, that's so fun. Okay, anywho.
Hi, Laura. Hi. Laura, introduce yourself. Tell everybody who you are.
I am Laura Wiegert, a proud Youper from Ishpeming, Michigan.
Yeah, Westwood, though, right?
But
No,
I'm a Hematite.
Oh, okay, all right.
But you've upgraded your life, and what are you doing now? I love the Fox Cities.
Well, gee, just sitting here is an upgrade in my life, guys. But I also work at the Fox Cities Chamber.
Yeah. Which is awesome. With the top, what was it, top chamber in the country?
The nation.
In the nation.
Yeah, National amazing? Chamber no, of the Year.
They just do
That's
what
incredible.
It is. It's so cool. It's right here in our community. And the reason you got that award, well, one is you deserved it, but
I'm trying to pay my parking passport, and the app isn't working.
Convoy, yeah. Isn't something weird going on with the parking meters? Didn't the guy tell you that the other day?
Yeah, so it's not the usual numbers how it used to be.
Oh.
Yeah, so they changed all these numbers on Washington.
Okay.
And City Deck Court.
Do you have quarters, Jim?
So I could give you the number.
Do you have any quarters, Con? I just don't want her to get a ticket real quick here.
Your quote has I just took the number off the
post.
Yeah.
Post. Is that the right one?
Yeah, the 126.
Yeah, and I noticed that was different. It's like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
And you can go longer than 2 hours now.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah, you can go up to like 10, I think, now.
But
yeah.
Oh, you're kidding.
It goes up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they increase the prices, it looks like.
Well, you don't want people coming to downtown Green Bay causing problems.
No. That riffraff.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, well, Jim's got
I'm
a quarter.
Good, thank you. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm digging out some quarters for you because I want to just.
I got it, Jim.
Back.
Oh, you got it?
Yep. I just got it. Okay. Went through. Awesome. I appreciate that, though.
Okay. Awesome. How are you?
I'm doing good.
But you know what? We're talking about that, too. What you guys do so well is the synergy, for lack of better words, your entire community, how it comes together, and you guys work together.
Well, thank you.
Which other communities could use.
And a good example of that is the AI Business Summit that I wanted to mention today.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Con tried to explain what you want to do here today, and I was lost. So you take it. Jim and I are two really old guys, and when you're dealing with these new kind of things, you have to go slow. So
no,
go ahead.
This is what's relevant right now.
I know. And we're not relevant,
Jim.
You've
got some pretty good speakers coming up, too.
So. And that's what, you know, at the Chamber, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, AI is everywhere. As we like to convene and bring people and ideas together,
right.
We can't not do something about AI. And that's where, you know, so I'm championing that effort at the Chamber.
Okay.
And that's where our business summit came into play. And we could talk about that. But I wanted to do a fun activity with you
guys. Let's do it.
I don't know if the producer shared or not, but I'm going to do Mad Libs. So I used AI and I asked it to write a Mad Lib specific to Mino and the Mayor.
And Mad Lib, what is Mad Lib?
You never did Mad Lib as a kid, Jim?
No.
Oh, my God.
Convoy.
Well, maybe I did Mad Libs all the time.
Thank
I had those
you.
I had those but little maybe, books in the cars.
Yes.
And I'd do them on road trips and stuff.
Yep. Did we call it something else?
It's been Mad Libs forever. It's a little tablet, and they all have stories in them with blanks. And then, like, say my brother and I would do it, and I say, okay, I need a noun, an adjective, a verb, blah, blah, blah. And then when you're done, you fill it in, and it's a funny story.
Okay. I got to believe we did something like that. I wouldn't call it Mad Libs. Mad Libs, it doesn't make any sense.
I've never heard of it. Negani did not have Mad Libs.
Oh, you always were a little behind the times.
Yeah, you were.
All right. So
that's not a question.
So you're going to ask us for one of those four.
Yep, just top of the I have a list of them.
Okay,
just top of the head.
All right.
Or whatever.
And a story's going to come out at the end.
About you guys.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, so adjective.
Big.
Okay. Another adjective.
Running.
Okay.
Is that an adjective?
A public runny would have to be an adjective.
Yeah, no. Runny. No. That, an adjective, running?
Runny. I changed it to runny.
Oh, runny. Okay.
Yeah, runny.
Okay,
because it's got to be like an act. It's doing. Okay.
A description, yeah.
Right.
Public place.
City Hall.
Okay.
Downtown Mall.
I just need one. Fine.
Thank God I jumped in.
An article of clothing.
You go first, Jen.
Socks.
Okay. A holiday or event.
St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. Verb. Action word.
This is running.
Running?
Yeah.
Okay. Another verb.
Sneezing.
Okay. A food item.
Tacos.
Animal.
Well, dog.
Dog?
Or a horse. You can put a horse.
Llama?
Or a
horse.
Snake.
A llama?
Which yeah, llama.
Ooh, a llama.
Yeah, put a llama.
Llama.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Just a couple more. A plural noun. Keep it clean, John.
Convoy, what's a plural
noun? No, just a noun. A person, place, or thing. You know, noun.
Yep. Oh,
yep. Plural, though. It's got to be plural, so it can't be like Green Bay's.
Like houses, dogs, cats.
Right.
Trophies, Packers.
We'll do trophies.
Okay. An exclamation. Just anything like, wow, ooh,
Bleep.
Bleep?
Yeah. Do that. He just does that all the time.
Just a random object?
Yeah.
A random object. A random object. A boomerang.
Okay. An adjective.
Okay, back to the adjectives.
I never knew how to diagram a sentence.
A description, a word description.
Right.
Like funny, stupid, dumb, right. Smart, cute, sexy.
Did we said funny, right?
Yep.
I want sexy.
Okay. Sexy.
I feel sexy today.
Okay, last one. One more noun. Person, place, or thing.
White House.
Okay. Now I read you a story.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. I'm here with the legendary duo, Minor and the Mayor.
Minor? Okay.
Mino. I just said it wrong. That's my Euphor accent.
All right.
Hey, that makes sense, though, because he was up.
Okay. Did your family work in the mines?
No.
Okay.
Broadcasting live from the big headquarters of WGBW Radio. Now, if you've ever wondered what Mino and the Mayor are like off the air, I've got the runny inside scoop for you. I recently saw them at City Hall, and let me tell you, they were both wearing socks and running like it was St. Patrick's Day. Mino was sneezing.
Funny.
Mino was busy sneezing a taco while the mayor was passionately arguing with a llama about the best type of trophies there are.
That happened.
No, I know.
When I asked them for a selfie, they shouted in unison, bleep, then handed me a boomerang instead. It's moments like these that remind us no matter how sexy the world gets, we can always count on Mino and the mayor to bring the White House.
Wow.
That's funny.
So, Convoy, you did this when you were a kid?
Yeah. They'd have booklets of full stories.
I've never heard of
this. I'm going to find them for you guys.
Somebody just put in a great verb would be closing a street.
Oh.
Which Jim did here one time. Yes.
Okay.
That's awesome. I love that. So tell me about downtown Appleton. We had the people on the other day talking about the Mile of Music.
Okay. That's not us.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay, but you guys always have great events in that area.
Appleton does, yes. We got a lot going on.
You do.
We do.
Well, I mean, you guys are passionate about that, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a great, you know, the chamber focuses on B2B.
Yeah.
But we partner with the Downtown Appleton ADI, Downtown Nina, Future Nina, et cetera, and the Visitors and Convention Bureau. Yeah. And those groups just are amazing. Just amazing.
How far, so this the chamber, this business to business that you focus on, do you consider the United Way, the Boys and Girls Club businesses, do you, the social side of your community?
Absolutely. So nonprofits, you need to operate as a business when you're a nonprofit. I think you both know that, right?
Yeah. That is the most, and I teach that. If there's one.
The phrase nonprofit doesn't mean you're not trying to make a profit.
Right. Exactly.
I tell them that this is one of the worst labeling things that we've done.
Ever.
And it's. We just tell you can't invest in a nonprofit. I mean, there's reasons, there's things you can and cannot do in a nonprofit, but they don't pay taxes. You know, I mean, that's the big thing.
It is, but
we need them. I work at a homeless shelter. I mean, we're a nonprofit, but
right.
We,
and imagine if you had to pay taxes. There go your profits that you need to reinvest back into the company, the organization.
Right.
Yeah. So it makes sense.
Do you guys, when you guys, we talk about this, we think this area, could use a little bit more teamwork amongst the different entities.
So what kind of programs do you have that do you think won you the award? So you won this award. I mean, you have no membership for new businesses, which I think is terrific.
Small businesses who qualify.
Small businesses who qualify, right. Which, in and of itself, it gives them exposure to people who have been around the block.
Exactly.
And that's so
there's
important.
Mentoring, networking, learning, all kinds of opportunities.
Right. Yep. But I want to talk about some other reasons. Why do you think you won this award? I know it's because you got great leadership and all that, but why do you think you won? Okay. What was...
We're going to hold that thought. We got 1 minute till break. Okay. I think that's a very insightful question.
And I think I know the answer. I just want to hear it from you.
Okay.
All right.
To be continued.
Do you make pasties?
Never tried it.
Really?
You make them, right? Bring me in one.
Oh, man. Aren't you part Finn? No. English?
Norwegian.
All right. We got to send our break back after this.
If you...
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back! Fox City's Chamber of Commerce. What have you got going on?
Well, we're talking about why the chamber is, I supposed to say, why your chamber's the number one chamber in the United States. And
yes.
Rightfully so. You do some things for small new businesses, but you also put on relevant seminars.
And programming. Programming. Right. So, first of all, to answer your question, when we applied for the award, you had to spotlight two of your key programs, and that was our Connect free membership for small businesses and our Oktoberfest event, which I know you guys love
huge.
That too.
We love it.
Yep. The third factor, I think, is the fact that myself and our CEO are both from the UP.
Escanaba.
Escanaba.
Actually, she's the only person I know that went to high school in Iron Mountain and Escanaba.
I know. Why, huh?
Two big cities.
But we always like to be proactive. And stay on top of what's new. And that's why I wanted to mention our AI Business Summit coming up on. It's November 5th. It's a day-long summit. We've got amazing speakers. We have a keynote and a closer. And then in between, we have breakouts. So our breakouts are three different sessions you can choose from. We have three of them. So we have, 11 speakers throughout the day. It's just amazing.
And that's going to be great, but there's so much to learn. I always have a tough time picking which seminar I'm going to go to. When they have them, sometimes I'd rather just sit there, but you don't want a large group either because you want to get up and move around and network in these smaller groups. But but that's not the least expensive program you've ever offered either. I mean, right? I mean, the price of that's what, $245 or something?
No, $175.
$175. Yeah. I mean, that's fine. It's worth it. AI is so, and you have 12 different speaker programs.
It's a high caliber program. It includes breakfast and lunch and a reception afterwards. Yeah. So
I think it's great. I just, it's not, we talked about free, but this isn't. And this is going to be worth every penny.
Because we're a nonprofit too, by the way. And we still have to make money.
Who are some of the speakers that are coming in?
First of all, Rebecca Ryan is our opener keynote. She is a nationally known futurist, and she'll talk about AI and the trends in the future. So she's our keynote. And then the rest are Wisconsin-based speakers. We have several case studies like Plexus, Jewelers Mutual, Galloway are talking about how they're using AI in their businesses. And then we have some marketing topics like AI in social media, AI in your sales funnel. We have some lawyers coming on to talk about the legal implications of AI.
This is here to stay. I remember when they first talked about this, it's like, whoa.
That's going to do in Google. Okay. I mean, it's huge. And everybody, the people that use it, I'm going to talk, because it's free, but it's not really free, because there's people you subscribe, right, Johnny? Yeah. $14 a month or something. My brother's on there for $20 a month.
Yeah, it's $20 a month.
Yeah.
Now, I put on my Meta AI glasses. That's why I put my sunglasses on. So all I have to do is push this button. I just took a picture of you both. Or I could say, hey, Meta, take a picture.
Holy crap.
Yep. Or I could say, hey, Meta, who are these two gentlemen sitting in front of me? And it'll, you won't hear it, but in my ear, it will give me the answers.
From those sunglasses.
That's you appear amazing. To be in a radio studio.
What the bleep?
Yeah. So, I mean, again, to show you what AI, these are amazing. They're Meta AI glasses.
Where'd you get those from?
These are Ray-Bans. I got them from the Meta site. They can translate. If you're talking to someone in another language, they will translate it for you. You can say, hey, Meta, what car is that? Where am I? What's the temperature?
Can I try them on?
Those are...
Sure. Don't break them. They're very expensive.
I swear.
I saw you asking about that. There was a
already lost $40 today.
He did. To me.
I got kind of a wide head. Maybe I shouldn't. No, never mind. I'm afraid I'll snap them.
Are those prescription?
No. You can get them prescription. Okay. These are sunglasses. You can get them clear, whatever you want.
These are prescription Ray-Bans. How much were they?
They had a sale. These were $360.
$360?
$360,
yes. Will they... Is it battery? How does it stay relevant?
There's a case. It's all rechargeable.
It's rechargeable.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And there's a seminar about these glasses.
I'm like stunned that what those things do. That's unbelievable.
But I just want to give you an example of, look what AI can do. Right. You guys don't know a lot about it. So at these.
We don't know.
We know nothing about anything.
It writes our resumes. But why would we be doing a resume?
No, I don't know.
I just heard that.
Wow, that's incredible.
Ba-dum-bum.
Convoy.
Yeah.
Get a pair of these so I can borrow them.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a Meta VR headset at home.
What's that?
Is that the thing on the side?
Virtual reality.
Oh, okay.
He watches.
What do you do with? Oh, does he? Oh my God!
I think you can expense these. By the way, Todd said it's okay.
Wow, that's unbelievable! Give you your organization a plug once again. You guys are fantastic, and we love having you coming in here.
Fox City's Chamber of Commerce. We're on the cutting edge. We give you what you need.
Okay, this seminar, people got to go to that. Yeah, but people got to go to this seminar.
You guys got
to
go. It's
November
2nd.
Where's it at?
November 5th.
November 5th, I'm sorry.
At the Paper Valley.
Right.
Downtown, we have a block of rooms reserved if you want to stay overnight. Early bird ends September 1st, so sign up now. Oh, and if you sign up for early bird, you are eligible to win prizes. Like you can win the creation of a free AI avatar. You probably don't know what that is either.
Yeah, we do.
Of course we do.
I got
but
one.
But we're running out of time.
No. Yeah. Wow. You feel really dumb because I do. I feel really old.
That's why.
I'm
looking
right
at the clock.
Now.
I'm looking at the clock. 8:58.
Right. I got 2 minutes left, guys.
Wow. What else is going on at the chamber? You want to plug anything? You got a minute or two.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You plug that. You wrap it up. I'm going to run upstairs and grab that roll of film to give you.
Oh, thank you.
For your parents.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That would be wonderful. Who are both dead, but I can still share it with my brother and sister.
All right.
Jim, what else do you want to know? I mean,
you
we just go all the time.
Membership is growing.
Good. Our leadership training programs continue to expand.
Good.
We just offered a new one. Our newest one is called Immersion Fox Cities. And that is where, if you're new to the community, we will take 2 half days and show you around.
Oh,
it's
good.
An organized program with your spouses. So it's wonderful. All kinds of...
You got some new businesses. I talked to your VP, he's not your VP, but I was there. No, the guy.
Eric?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and just to go around and learn more about your community, I think is very
healthy.
Yeah,
thank you for coming down, by the
way. Yeah, it was great.
Jim came down. We turned him around. He's getting to know the Fox City. When are you broadcasting from the Fox Cities?
Todd's decision, but we want to definitely do that because we go to Oshkosh once in a while.
Yeah.
We got to go to your place. And thanks for offering your room, too.
Yeah,
that
anytime
was really
you want
nice.
To come.
So, all right. Hey, we love you guys. Fox City's Chamber. Laura,
thank you for having me.
You bet, Laura. And we'll promote that AI because people need to learn about that. They can't be afraid of it. There's a lot of cool stuff going on. All right. That's Mind on the Mayor. Johnny and I will be back tomorrow morning.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.